here, and we were in like similar circles, and you know, we just never, even though we've been in the same room, we never like looked each other in the face or saw whatever. And I always thought there was a little bit of that West Coast, East Coast divide, that divide. But he's a sweet guy, and we're gonna wrestle for the encore at the Cat House show.
Oh, cool! After the All Star Jam.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet. Cool.
That's gonna be the All Star Jam. But no, I'm excited. I'm glad to be a part of it. You know, they did a lot here with the Cat House and being at the Rainbow and all. It's amazing.
Right on, cool. What are you looking forward to most in the show besides Extreme?
Listen, what's cool about it is when I look at that lineup, it literally takes me through a whole history of Extreme, because there's been at least 5, 6, 7 bands that through our whole career that we've all played together. We did a tour with Saigon Kick early on. We did gigs with Dangerous Toys. Who else is on there? Obviously, Tom Kiefer. We did gigs with Cinderella. So that's kind of what's cool. I think it's, you know, it shows how much of a community it was back in the day. Being as big as LA was, it felt small, because you always knew you belonged. It was kind of like, you know, there was just that hometown feeling, even if you were from out of town.
Very cool.
What do you think about the changes happening in
the
South State right now? The houses closing down?
Look, I mean, the House of Blues closing down sucks, because I like the venue. It isn't the most legendary venue in the Sunset Strip world, you know what I mean? It's too bad it's going, because it was just a great place to see bands, and great production, great vibe, great everything, and it kind of sucks, because even with Extreme, we probably would have played there this month if it didn't close down, you know? But it does suck. But here, we still at the Rainbow, we still got the whiskey, still got Roxy, it's all good.
How's the Pornography tour going?
Good. That's what we wanted to do here. We're hoping to do it in the West Coast over the next couple of months. But it's been great. We just finished South America with it. It's pretty intense.
Those people are nuts, aren't they, as far as being fans of the band?
Yes, yes, yes.
Very cool. Do you have any good stories on the tour you want to share?
Nothing I can say on camera, but...
Good.
No, look, you know what? It's the best story is the fact that a lot of the shows that we've done, which has been a real surprise, is that... I wouldn't even go to say like 40 to 50% of the audience is a new audience. Like a lot of younger fans, a lot of younger generations that discovered us, or through their parents or their brothers or God knows what, but a lot of young fans that are really passionate about all our shit and everything. So I think that's been like the greatest part about this tour.
Very cool. Let's talk about Ultimate Jam Night for a second. You've jammed there twice. You jammed with Sugarfoot Moffat. You jammed with Phil X. Joe Retta, a bunch of killer people.
Billy Sheehan.
How can I forget Billy Sheehan?
Yeah, I thought that was going to be the first one.
Well, that was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That was killer, yeah. So what do you think about the jams and how it's helping the music scene and whatnot?
Look, I mean, it's great. I'm glad that it happens, because that's what we used to have in the East Coast as well. And that's what this needs to spark up, you know, people to come out of their houses, not just for shows. That, you know, the bands I like, but just to, let's see what happens, like what it used to be for, just a jam, just casual, fun, no rehearsal, nobody knows what it's going to be like, you just learn a track, you come up and you see what happens, and I think that's important to rebuild that kind of, that what I was saying earlier, that community thing.
Right.
I think that's important. Those are the catalysts for that type of stuff.
Right. It encourages good musicianship, too, to be able to walk up to a stranger and play with them.
Of course, and not only that, it encourages... I saw a lot of young rockers there.
It occurred. Well, everybody's right across the street too. So.
Yeah, and a lot of them go like, oh my God, I get to watch Billy Sheehan perform, or I get to watch whatever. It inspires them that it's right here. You know, I can make this happen.
Very cool. So I want to talk about your guitar line for a minute. The Washburn M4 is just an iconic instrument, and it's been 25 years too.
Yeah.
That. How many of those do you own?
I play. Two.
You play two of them? You play different ones with Rihanna than you do with Extreme?
I actually do. I do. And one of the reasons is because the N4 that I've had from the beginning is worth too much to me. That even for the last Extreme tour, I had to leave it back.
Just to preserve it.
Because there's been like two attempts to steal it already on tour. It's worth too much emotionally and even financially to me at this point. It's 00001. You know, it's 25 years old. It's the original guitar. I've had offers for it that make me scared. So it's like, so I think to myself, would I carry around that much money with me and just leave it at the side of the stage? And so it's just too much of a risk. And I love the guitar too much.
How many Paducah M4s do you still own?
I only have two. Both of them have neck stocks that have broken off in travel. So I got to get them fixed. But yeah.
Do they get weaker with age or something? Because it's kind of a weird wood, right? It's an irritant.
I don't know. I don't know if something happened in the Air Force or something, but they both came with the headstocks busted off.
That sucks. Well, is there anything else you want to add or talk about for Cat House Live?
I'm good, man. I'm just excited. You know, Extreme doing a new album, working on a new album, and I hope more of these shows happen, you know? Let's do a Cat House tour or some shit. Let's go on the road.
Cool. Well, Bruno Betancourt, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Cool. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Right on.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Thank you.